These are the instructions for the meditative practice I call the Gate of Forgiveness, from the Alchemy of Stones, Chapter 13, Forgiveness. Stones to use: Hartanite, Lithium Light, Celestite, Rosophia, Sarolite Azestulite, and or Pink Azestulite. You can use one or all of these stones, or any combination. In this practice, we are working with stones that support the loving heart and the gesture of forgiveness. We're not trying to induce tension, but rather to allow any tension to flow through the heart and be relaxed. If you do not have the stones on the list above, or if you're not drawn to use them, others which can be helpful in this practice include kunzite, morganite, rhodonite, rose quartz, pink amethyst, ahoite, pink calcite, white azestulite, danbarite, white petalite, and or pink petalite. Note regarding the music: any of the practices in my book can be done with appropriate music in the background. If you use music, try to choose something that supports the type of process you're entering. I prefer not to have vocals because the words tend to distract me. I bring up music in reference to this practice, the Gate of Forgiveness, in particular, because I found that soft, tender music can enhance the process, and it can also help you stay with it until it completes itself. Sometimes the line of beings who want to come through your Gate of Forgiveness can be quite long. So I'll be giving you the instructions, and then when you're ready to do the practice, you can set up your music, and you'll remember the instructions or enough of them to set up your gate in your heart while holding your stone or stones, and you'll go through it from there. So these are the instructions. Pick up all the stones you'll be working with in this practice and hold them mixed together in your two cupped hands. Feel their combined currents and notice if you sense harmony among them. If not, ask the stone beings to harmonize with each other in order to help you with this practice. 2. With the stones in your cupped hands a few inches in front of your mouth, softly breathe over them. On the out-breath, offer the beings of these stones your good wishes and your willingness to work with them. On the in-breath, invite the stone beings to come into your heart and your energy field. Ask for their help in the process you're about to begin. Do this for several breaths until you feel the connection has been made and it is time to continue. 3. Bring your hands and the stones to the center of your chest at the level of your heart. Continue to breathe consciously, offering yourself when you exhale, inviting the stone beings into your heart as you inhale. 4. Using your imagination, picture yourself standing in the space in the center of your chest. You're standing next to a gate. It can look however you want it to look, or however your unconscious displays it to you. It can be an arch with flowers, or a picket fence type gate, or a gate made of metal with bars and locks, whatever feels most true. It doesn't matter whether the gate appears to be locked or shows that it was once locked and fortified. You are going to open it. 5. Now picture the image of yourself smiling and opening the gate, and then standing beside it again with a hand held out in a gesture of invitation. When you have this image clearly, inwardly say, "This is the gate of forgiveness in my heart. Any being who wishes for forgiveness may come through this gate. I invite you." Repeat this inwardly until you see a being or beings coming forward. 6. As this begins to occur, watch carefully for who comes forward and observe them as they pass through the gate. Notice as many details as possible. See if you recognize them or not, and pay attention to whether any of them speak to you or look at you as they go through. Most of the time, this does not happen, but if it does occur, it will be significant. 7. Allow the process to flow and continue to welcome all the beings who come to your gate. Notice your own emotions and attend to the effortlessness of how it feels to forgive without discriminating whether the ones coming to you deserve forgiveness or not. This is always important, and especially so if you happen to see yourself coming to the gate. 8. Eventually, you will notice that the process is coming to completion. Gently and patiently, allow the last beings to move through your gate. When it feels appropriate, inwardly say, "My gate of forgiveness is open, and it will remain open, even when I am not here watching. All beings are welcome to pass through and receive forgiveness." This can be particularly helpful if you find that there seems to be an endless procession coming through and that it is time for you to come out of the process. It is also a good intention to set within oneself that the gate of one's heart is always open and ready to forgive. 9. If for any reason you do not feel comfortable leaving your gate open when you withdraw from this process, that's okay. It may mean you feel too vulnerable to do this, and that feeling could be valid. Or it might mean that there is work to be done around trusting that you are safe when you forgive. But you do not have to push yourself. Stay with what flows and feels good inside you. You can always come back and open your gate again. In this situation, simply send love and forgiveness out to any remaining beings and gently come back to normal consciousness. As you come back from this process and open your eyes, once again thank the stone beings for their help and put the stones aside. Ground yourself, have a drink of water, or whatever you need to do. Then write in your journal about what you experienced and who came through your gate. Remember and write down as many details as possible. What did your gate look like? Did it change? How did you feel? Were you surprised by anyone who came through? Did any of them interact with you, and what was the interaction? Were any of them beings whom you didn't recognize? Did you yourself come through the gate? How many came through? Just one? A few dozen? Hundreds or thousands? Is this a process you would like to do again? Can you imagine and feel comfortable with the idea of always leaving the gate of your heart open to all beings who wish for forgiveness? If you were to leave your gate open, how do you imagine it might change the way you feel in your daily life? Now you're ready to do the practice, and if you need to listen again to the instructions or come back for parts of them, you can do that. I wish you well, and I hope you have joy in opening your gate of forgiveness.